Today, we will look at choosing a lightweight and handy power bank for a short trip. All the models tested have the same capacity, 10 amp hours, but differ in other features, such as maximum charging power, the number and type of connectors available, or the presence of built-in cables. We will also compare their prices. Finally, I will check the actual capacity of each device to see if it corresponds to the value declared by the manufacturer. Let's start with the JRL00512W from the Jelly Mini series, distinguished by its rather feminine design and the aesthetically concealed lightning cable, suggesting use with Apple equipment. All for just £50. On the back of the packaging, you can read that the capacity is 10 amp hours at 3.7 V on cells, so expect 37 watts of energy there. At 5 V output, with a load of 2.4 A, it will only be 6 amp hours. The power bank only supports 5 V. There is no QC. It weighs 225 grams. Nothing else is included. The cable is built into the power bank. There is also a manual available which talks about a charge indicator and includes some form of guarantee. I wonder who respects that. And then there's the power bank itself. You have to admit that it's not the cheapest plastic. The whole thing is pleasant to the touch, slim, and doesn't smell cheap like some products. Up to 2.5 A can be drawn from the total, confirming the parameters. Also, according to the description, the power bank does not offer QC. The first test showed 7,333 mAh at 5V. The load was 1.5 A. Out of curiosity, I also checked what the charge would be. At 5.1 V, 8.9 Ah was drawn. One could estimate the efficiency of the converters here. A second test confirmed the result. The JRL005 emerges from the tests defensively and fulfills what is on the label. Only the QC is missing. The second player is the JRPBF17, this time 22.5 watts and with a USB-C cable. Also slightly traceably larger, well, and more expensive, £80. What are we paying extra for here? What does the higher number of watts mean? Those fast charging words in the title are often a misnomer, but probably not here. The power bank is said to offer QC 3.0 and PD support, allowing modern devices to charge faster. This standard is based on the hardware negotiating with the power bank to provide a higher voltage. I see that here separately is the bulk cable, and separately the one built into the power bank. The supported voltages are written on the power bank itself. It should be possible to get 12 volts. Instructions. According to the instructions, we can expect 37 watts and 6 amp hours at 5V. Indeed, Xiaomi includes that fastest charge, the Turbo, at 9V reaches over 2A. Built-in cable also allows the power bank to be charged, can also draw higher voltage from a QC-compatible power supply. But then I was tempted to try to charge the power bank from the QC power supply and connect the phone to the power bank at the same time. That's when the crunch happened. The power alternately switched on and off. The display reset. This is the first major flaw detected, but we are looking further. More than 1.5 A at 12V can be drawn from USB-A, which is in line with the announcement. The whole thing heats up to 60 degrees outside. I wonder how much inside. You can even see on the thermal imaging traces of warm air ejected from the LD35 artificial load. Time for proper capacity testing. At 5 volts, I measured a good 7.4 amp hours. The power bank offers what it promised. Still the one in the other direction. I charged the power bank at 12V, reaching 3.7 amp hours. No excessive heating when charging. In summary, the JRPBF17 is QC compatible, and this is both ways. I have no major complaints, although I did not check the USB-C cable with the QC trigger. I only checked the USB-A port. JRPBF19 is the third power bank tested today, also 10 amp hours capacity, and also 22.5 watts. It was, however, a dime more expensive. And now the question is, what are we paying extra for? Could it be for a set of built-in aesthetically concealed cables with different terminals? This is undoubtedly convenient. Here again we can expect, according to the manufacturer,